T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're here in Atlanta on this Wednesday program as we take you along, and we'll do a little, it's NFL and college as we welcome in Alabama running back Josh Jacobs. Josh, Mike Francesa, WFN New York. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Harking back to something bad first, which obviously is a championship game for you. Mm-hmm. It's funny. In retrospect, and I watch you guys a lot this year, it reminded me of the Patriots the year they went undefeated. You guys were leaking air, and we didn't realize it in those last couple of games. And, you know, it's hard being on top all year, breaking records. And I saw that in retrospect to the Pats. The Georgia game, maybe Tua's ankle's a big, you know, was a big problem, clearly. Mm-hmm. And you guys had made a tremendous comeback. You had an incredible game. I think you averaged, 12 yards a carry or some ridiculous thing. So, and you had a couple big touchdowns. Oklahoma game. I thought the head coach took the pedal off the metal, put off the gas pedal for some reason at 28-0, where you could have scored 100. I mean, you guys were getting 10 yards a carry, and then they let them back. And I mean, it was never close. They got to 11 points, but you didn't play crisp the last three quarters.
Exactly, we never,
And then here it is. I can remember the play. Championship game, late first quarter. Fourth down, you get the ball, get six, right? Break it down here. You guys are about to take control of that game there, and you guys get sloppy on the goal line. You don't score, and then they just kind of
took off.
It went crazy. Yeah. And then just for 20 minutes, you guys couldn't get out of your own way, and they scored, you know, all those points in a row. For a great team, I never saw a great team have a worse two quarters, and you guys were a great team.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of things to harm ourselves, and they capitalized on it. And that's
you
what
started
great
getting
teams
sloppy
do.
Even in the Georgia game. Yeah. You guys, a lot of penalties, offsides, him yelling at you guys at the goal line. What are you doing? You're at the goal line getting 8 straight penalties. And did the team just lose its focus?
Yeah, lack of focus. I mean, you could blame it on a lot of things, honestly. But
I mean, you were breaking records. You were first team in 100 years to do what you guys had done. Yeah. Won every game by 20 points.
Yeah.
I mean, you had been as good as any team I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing what you had accomplished this year. And was it too easy?
I wouldn't say it was too easy, but I mean, after a while, some people get complacent.
Okay.
You definitely could see that in the locker room.
Was Tua's ankle worse than it looked? It was a problem, right? It was a bit of a problem.
It was a bit of a problem. It wasn't as bad as everybody thought.
Did he practice a lot? Not really.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
He
okay.
did. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did practice a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to give Clemson credit. No question.
Yeah, you got to give him credit.
Right.
Definitely.
But the Oklahoma game was an 11-point game that should have been a 50-point game.
Exactly.
Because you guys were killing
it. See,
them.
And they think, like you say, you say it was the coaches, but it was really the players.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was calling the same stuff. We just weren't executing. Like, it's a lot of stuff that we would beat ourselves.
You guys were up 28-0, and it looked like you're going to score 100.
Exactly. It's a lot of plays we would beat ourselves, and good teams always capitalize against that. And that's definitely what Clemson did against us.
How odd was it with all the dominance you had this year? The Clemson game must have been a really weird experience because you're down on the goal line. You guys are about to go up and really put them in a bad place. You guys were pounding them with the running game.
Yeah, I don't
pounding
know.
Them.
We went away from it, but I really don't know. I told everybody it just didn't feel real. Like I couldn't really – I don't know how to explain it. It was just a weird feeling.
All right, let's get to you because you had a great year on a great team. And you're an Oklahoma kid. First of all, how do you get out of Norman? how do you not wind up in Norman or Stillwater? How do you wind up in Birmingham, in Tuscaloosa?
Well, Stillwater, they wanted me to be the seventh back, so that was
seventh
out of the question.
Back.
Yeah, that was out of the question.
Okay. How about Sooners?
And then in Norman, they didn't hit me up until, 2 weeks before signing day.
Really?
So, yeah, so I left just because
who
of the
who else was recruiting you heavy but Alabama?
See, at first, it was just Wyoming and New Mexico State.
And then here comes Alabama.
And then, 2 weeks before, TCU wanted me to play defense.
Really?
And then, after that, 2 weeks before signing day, I started blowing up. But, yeah, that's why I didn't go to Oklahoma.
And here comes Alabama. When Alabama calls, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you had a great run there, absolutely. Josh is going to be a first-round pick, hands down, not even a question. Had a great senior year. And you guys almost, I mean, let's be honest, you toyed with teams this year.
Yeah.
You called off the dogs. I mean, the Citadel, Citadel, you didn't even try the first half, and you went out and scored all those points in the second half. You guys were fooling with people this year, trying not to score 60 points a game.
I think he didn't want us to score 60 points.
Yeah, and it seemed like he didn't want Tua to play in the fourth quarters.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want you guys to run the ball and pound the guys in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
He's taking backs out of the game. You're averaging 12 yards a carry in some of these games. It was too easy. It really was.
I mean, we just had a great team, honestly, and we jailed, and we might have jailed a little too early.
Maybe. It's interesting. Yeah. It's hard. I don't think people realize, and I've watched it more now, and I compare it to that Pat team which lost to the Giants, almost lost the regular season end of the Giants, and then didn't play well in the playoffs, then lost in the Super Bowl. It wears on a team to be the team that everyone's targeting every week.
Yeah.
It kind of wears on you, right?
Definitely do.
You know,
you get everybody's best game.
Right.
Literally.
Were you tired by the Clemson game?
I wasn't.
I mean, did the team practice well?
No, the whole week. I mean, I don't like to use excuses.
I understand, but did you practice well? Be honest. Did you practice well for the Oklahoma game?
No.
Did not. So ever since the Georgia game?
No, the Oklahoma game we did.
The Georgia game we didn't. The Oklahoma game you practiced.
They picked it back up because Kyler Murray, you know,
right.
And they're big with how Kyler Murray stole the Heisman.
Well, gotcha.
Which he really deserved to me. But
right. But you guys went out and put the 28 on them before they even knew it was up.
I mean,
you're up 28-0.
Exactly. Like we had like a motivation going into that game. The Clemson game, it was just, I don't know, it was just flat.
And it's funny, you're on the goal line. If you take back the field goal where you're first in goal,
yeah,
and then the next one where you don't get anything, I mean, you guys could
still
have been
in
up
the game.
You could have been up 12 points.
Exactly.
You had 200 yards in the first quarter, you guys.
I know. That's why I was trying to tell people. I mean, people that know football and really, really analyze the game.
It was a strange game.
They understand.
You guys weren't just leading. You were killing them in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop you. And then they just got that passing game going. And then you guys made a couple of mistakes in the secondary, a couple of bad coverages.
And the receivers made some crazy catches.
Oh, they did make some crazy
catches. I mean, you got to give it to them
for that.
They
did against Notre Dame, too. They made some crazy – both games. They made some wild one-hand catches and catches in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it was
– they did. All right, as you look to the pros now, a lot of talk about the Eagles drafting you,
too.
You already hear that, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting ready for the – ready to go into the pros, right? Life in the pros as a first-round running back.
Yeah, right now I'm just working on training every day. I'm at IMG Academy right now.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm training from like 6:30, 6:30, 6 out of 7 days of the week.
Tell me, what do you take from playing on that level in Alabama where it's like it's an amazing experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you just learn how to grind. You learn how to compete against the best, and you learn how to learn, honestly. Sit back and take all the knowledge that Coach Saban is trying to give to you. He's very structuralized with everything he does.
Did you win a lot in high school?
Honestly, I didn't.
You didn't. Okay, so going there and winning all the time was a new experience.
Yeah, it was new for me. So just being a part of that program and just seeing how people work and how all them athletes work each day, kind of built me to what I am today.
What's your what team was your favorite team growing up?
Honestly, I didn't have a favorite team. I had a lot of favorite players.
Who was your favorite player?
The Damian Thompson growing up.
Oh, great player.
Yeah.
Great player.
Yeah.
Right. And at what age did you start thinking about I want to be an NFL running back? Real early?
Not early, honestly.
No?
Because
were you a late bloomer?
No, I played, and I was good, you know what I'm saying?
We always a running
all
back?
That stuff. Yeah, running back, but I was just playing for joy purposes at first, and then I was playing for things I was going through. It was like a stress reliever for me.
Right.
And then getting up to like my senior year, I was like, well, maybe, that's when I started thinking like, well, maybe I have a chance. You know what I'm saying? And then playing on the biggest stage and getting comfortable and playing against other big teams on the biggest stages, I was like, I definitely could do this.
And now thinking about the NFL, this is one more step to take now the NFL,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, one more step.
And you're used to it. You get a lot of teammates on Alabama who've been in the pros. I mean, every year.
Every year.
I mean, the whole league is Alabama. So, I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
How many of your buddies are in the league?
Man, yeah, that's a lot of them. It's definitely a fraternity.
Absolutely. So you're looking forward to it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what's going on? What do you got going on here?
Well, I'm representing Aztec Pass.
Oh, yeah. I know them well.
Yeah.
I know the guys well from New Jersey.
They're from New Jersey.
Yep, up in my neck of the woods. So
yeah,
I know them
Bob
well.
Broderick and Jack Merritt.
Do you wear them? Have you worn them Have you worn them yet or no?
No, I haven't worn them like in the game. I put them on though. Right. I've ran a couple times.
Did you like
with
them?
Yeah, I mean they're real light and
they're form fitting and everything.
Yeah, like they fit like literally like you don't feel like you have shoulder pads on, and that's big for me for comfortability. But not only that, with the XRD protection and the military grade memory foam that they have is just huge. Especially playing a position I play, running back, you know what I'm saying? You hit people all the time. So that's huge for me. And then talking to former players like Calvin Ridley, Landon Collins, and people like that, that all wore the pads, like OBJ, everybody. I mean, it was an easy decision for
me. Who are you closest to? Who's your best buddy on Alabama who's in the NFL now? Which one is you? Who's your closest to that's in the league?
That's tough.
Got one guy who's that's really a close friend?
It's tough because I'm really close with a lot of them, honestly.
Okay.
But I mean, I probably talk to Reggie Ragland the most, though.
Okay.
I talk to him probably like every other day.
It's amazing how much success they have going in, right?
Yeah, I mean it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. And I mean, it just speaks volumes to the type of players Coach Saban brings in and how he molds them into being what they are.
Do you guys, you have Saban who's had all this success, and you know about Bear Bryant and all his success. You hear that as soon as you get in there. Are you still... Is the Bear Bryant thing still around there as much as it used to be? Is it still?
Nah,
you
it's
guys
still
all know about Bear Bryant and everything they teach you. You all know about it.
Yeah.
But see, I know, you know, I'm getting old now, so I remember I actually met him once when I was a kid reporter, and I was scared to death being the same
serious
room with him.
Dude.
Man, his voice was like gravel.
Yeah.
And when he came in the room, you just like, you didn't, you couldn't even ask him a question. It was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like he said something, you said, yes, sir. That was
it's crazy because that's how people treat Coach Saban.
Yeah,
now.
Same way. Yeah.
So
I was a kid, and he was his last year, and I was in the room for him, and I'm telling you, he came in the room, and he was an old man.
Yeah.
And boy, it was like God was in the room, you know? It was like everyone was, you could hear a pin drop, you
exactly.
know, when he was in the room.
Yeah, he's definitely still big out there. You still see the hats and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Saban's done an amazing job. I mean, he's had so much success. It's incredible how much success you guys have had.
Yeah, I mean, he really might go down in history as like one of the greatest.
What kind of guy is Tua? Good guy?
Good guy, man.
He's going to be a good quarterback, too.
He's one of them guys that's, like, real refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of them good guys that's, like, genuinely good. Not one of them people that, like, pretend.
Not a fake guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's genuinely, like, one of the people, like, you don't come around too much. Like, that'll come up to you and ask you how your day was. And, like, I tell you, like, God loves
so
you.
So the team like him and
you.
Stuff?
I mean, yeah. Everybody love that dude,
gotcha.
Man.
Yeah. He's got some career in front of him, as do you.
Yeah, definitely do.
Well, listen, good luck to you. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
I know it was a couple of quarters short, but you had a heck of a run. That's an amazing thing you guys did this year. It really was.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, that's a remarkable achievement. People have no idea how hard that is to do what you guys did this year.
They definitely don't.
No, they don't. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Josh Jacobs, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.